Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the first year, the first day of the new year. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. We will open up with a tune. We'll give you a sobering tune so that you can get your head on straight. So listen up. Remember where you were last night? You just woke up and all you have on is a pair of shoes? Maybe this will refresh your memory. You're under arrest. Sergeant, read this man his merengue rights.
Para aquellos que se quejan tanto, para aquellos que solo critican, para aquellos que usan las armas, para aquellos que nos contaminan, para aquellos que hacen la guerra, para aquellos que viven pecando, para aquellos que nos maltratan, para aquellos que nos contagian.
Your evening less exciting, maybe something to calm the savage beast. Didn't do it? Perhaps you want to go back in time.
In the morning you go running for the man who stole your water, and you fight till he is dawning, but they catch you at the border, and the mourners are banging as they drag you by your feet, but the hand.
was at a New Year's party last night, and nobody can believe the government that we have. And nobody is buying this 11th hour negotiation deal. I mean, is this a circus maximus or what? How ridiculous is it that we would allow these people to toy with our lives and our money? And on TV this morning, I'm watching Fox, and John Stossel is doing a repeat of a show he did called The Freeloaders. And one of the issues in his presentation was Microsoft. And I remember Microsoft. I remember this particular incident. Microsoft was not paying off the politicians. Microsoft was busy building Microsoft and had no time for Washington politics. So the Clinton administration woke up Bill Gates with a visit from the Justice Department. And it, in the beginning, he chose to ignore it. And then negative news from the communist media came out about Microsoft. And they were treating Microsoft as if he was Sarah Palin. As if they were Sarah Palin. And all of a sudden, Microsoft got patriotic fervor. And they donated $100,000 to the Party of Death. And all of a sudden, the indictments from the Department of Justice went away. And Bill Gates became... Excuse me. Bill Gates became... I'm going to sneeze again. Bill Gates became a political contributor, which goes to prove that your vote doesn't mean anything. Your vote sucks. Your vote has no weight whatsoever. If you're not paying off a politician, you're not getting your way. You're not getting the American way. And that's the sad state of affairs in this country today. And the only way you can end it is you have to eliminate all lobbies. The only lobby in Washington should be in a hotel. No group should be more powerful than the individual American. And when they become more powerful than the individual American, then we are no longer living in a republic. So, hang in there, comrades.
She was
Are you following this Russian orphanage thing? Where they're blaming Putin for putting a stop to Americans from adopting babies. The estimates are there's anywhere from 100,000 to 800,000 kids that can be adopted. And you say to yourself, why are these kids up for adoption? Who's having these children and turning them over to orphanages? And apparently it's people that can't afford to have them, or the state has taken the child away from the parents. And I'm sure drugs is a factor, as it is in all ways of life today in the world. What's scary is that these kids can be adopted from anywhere from $1,000 to $20,000. And you can put in requests by color of hair and eye color. And I shudder to think, one article I read said some of these kids are being sold into slavery, and they're being sold to their body parts. That is horrible. I don't think, if Americans are going to Russia to adopt children, that means there's no children to adopt in the United States. What is it, do we just kill them and throw them in the bucket? We don't have to let them grow until they're 4 years old. I don't know. It's really sad. But the kids of the world are not safe today anywhere. Just ask the helicopter moms.
This is dedicated to the one I love.
Ever seen so much media cover-up of political crimes in this country in your lifetime as is going on now?
Yes.
Watching Jeffrey Immelt, who is the head of GE, sitting right next to Obama, who is plugging GE products. I just told you about who owns the government. Your vote doesn't count anymore. But the media cover-up is absolutely ridiculous. Anybody that could swallow anything the media tells them has got to be crazy. And speaking of crazy, that guy that gunned down those 20 innocent children and those brave 7 teachers, they show you a picture of him. He looks like he's making his first Holy Communion. That's not the guy that killed those kids. Why don't they show the picture of the guy that killed those kids? Go, dig it out. Look at him. Look at the dead look in his eyes. Now, this guy didn't operate alone. This guy had to reach out to somebody who understood him, somebody who was on the same wavelength. Don't buy the destroyed computer story. That's not it. It looks like I get the impression that the government wants to control the outcome of the story to its political benefit. And that's very sickening, and it's very un-American. The media was supposed to be our watchdog. They have failed. They have absolutely failed. Channel 4 couldn't even have a good NBC party last night. They had some dull guy on doing dull things. Fox had a better celebration. And if you say you watch Fox, they immediately label you a right-wing nut. And if you own a gun, you're a gun nut. But if you want to take my gun away so you can put my children in a concentration camp, you're normal. Yeah. We'll pass on that one, buddy. But the media as shaping the stories is absolutely ridiculous. So this shooter that killed 20 of God's children and seven brave teachers who went up against him to protect those children, unarmed. That never should have happened. That wouldn't have happened in the 1800s. That wouldn't have happened in the 1700s. And it wouldn't have happened in the early 1900s. Somebody would have had a gun. And the only thing that stops a gun is another gun. You had 60,000 troops in Fort Hood, Texas, gunned down by a very religious Muslim. A deeply religious Muslim who was promoted through political correctness and buckpassing. And he gunned down about 30 people. I think he killed 13. 60,000 troops he held at bay. And the army post had to call the cops. And a policewoman came in and shot him. And she didn't finish him. We're in trouble. We're in absolute trouble. And if you get a look at Sandy Hook, where the school is located, equidistant on both sides of the road are two police precincts. Police precinct located, I think, on 3 Main Street and one at 47 Main Street. And the school was between the two of them. As fast as those guys could be, they would never get there in time. You got to stop them at the door. And they had security. And they had a sign that says, this is a gun-free zone. And that works as well as the sign that says, this is a drug-free zone. We're in trouble. We're in big trouble. And the liberals are getting your children killed. They're getting your children killed for the principle of it. But it won't be their kids. Dave Gregory sends his kid to a school where there are 11 guns to protect the kids. But he'll stand up and say, take everybody else's away except the ones protecting my child. And that's the communist left for you. They'll do it. They always take care of themselves first. It's like the national motto, me first. Now, you look at Benghazi. What happened in Benghazi was the betrayal, was cowardice in the face of the enemy. That's a court-martial offense. And who gets the court-martial? The guy in charge. And who was the guy in charge? Who do they call the guy in charge? They call him the commander-in-chief. And he watched those four guys get murdered. And he murdered them. He abandoned them. He pulled their life support. In 20 minutes, if there's 50 Al-Qaeda in the courtyard trying to get to the two guys on the rooftop, in 20 minutes you could have two F-16s from Aviano Air Force Base overhead, kicking in the afterburners, making a lot of noise and distraction. And what do you think the 50 guys on the ground would think if they seen two jets over there? They said, uh-oh, they're here. That might have worked. That might have saved two lives. 2 hours later, a C-130 gunship could have been overhead. shooting the laser-identified targets, destroying the mortar platoon that set up that eventually took out the two guys on the roof. 2 hours later, they were still alive. They were alive for 5 to 7 hours. How would you feel? You ever been waiting for somebody to pick you up at the airport and they're 20 minutes late? How would you feel if your life was on hold? And then to bring them home and scramble them and create a few shovel-ready jobs and bury them. That's not the way we do things, or we used to do things when we were a country. And we're more divided now than before the Civil War. In the Civil War, we were probably divided on 5 issues, tops. Today, we're divided on 500 issues. So Benghazi was a cover-up, and somebody's got to stand trial for it. You cannot abandon your troops on the battlefield, and I'm going to say it, I say it all the time. Democrats get you into war, and then they leave you to die on the battlefield, promising never to run again. I'm reading a book about the Vietnam, and I feel so bad for the troops that served there who were actually thrown to the wolves. And they didn't get beat by the army of North Vietnam or the Viet Cong. They got beat by the weed suckers at home and the dopers at home and the free love generation. They were betrayed by their own people. They were betrayed by a generation that one day will be gone. And thank God. Thank God it'll be gone. And let's hope that the generation that's coming up now will be more American than the ones that betrayed America. The draft dodgers and the draft card burners. And we had a president that was a draft dodger. And now they're going to make a Secretary of State, Hanoi John, a guy that betrayed his own troops in the field. Jane Fonda's a sidekick. And what did they do? They made Jane Fonda a star. She got to play a Catholic nun, a pregnant Catholic nun. You don't think there's a movement in this country to destroy spirituality, morality, and patriotism? You haven't been paying attention. Where have you been? You're losing your country. Where have you been? Bartender, 2 shots of tequila. You know what we got to do? We got to come back to God. We got to get back into the churches. You've never been in one? Go sit in one. Meditate. Take a look at the artwork. See what other people are doing. Watch the old people coming in, getting ready to go to Valhalla. And pray that the communists never take your guns away. Just praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. And we'll all stay free.
You
That tune was inspired by the actions and probably sung by the crew, I think, of the USS New Orleans in Pearl Harbor. Their delivery system for 59-pound rounds to put in their guns. The elevator system was broken, and they had to lug these heavy rounds up a whole bunch of narrow stairs to get it to the guns. And so they sang the song as they passed the ammunition. That's part of your American history. See, somebody paid my dues and your dues so that we could talk about freedom like it was ice cream. Yes, I want my freedom. But what did you do to earn your freedom? Well, I've got a college loan. Wonderful. It's really wonderful. Speaking of college loans, the police in New York this weekend captured terrorists living on 9th Street in Greenwich Village. They are college graduates. And they come from rich families. One girl, one terrorist who's 9 months pregnant, her father is a surgeon. Her mother is a very successful real estate magnate. And she's in the village in an apartment that probably cost $5,000 a month. And her husband, or significant other, he's also a college graduate. They both went to Harvard. And they got caught making bombs on 9th Street in the village. And they got caught with a shotgun and a flare-type gun that works on the principle of a grenade launcher. So they had everything spoiled rotten, and they became terrorists. And now they had to evacuate the two buildings in the village because they found these explosives. And it wasn't much. I think they said it was 9 ounces of explosion, 9 ounces of explosive powder that could decimate the two buildings. And they belonged to Occupy Wall Street. Oh, that's just like the Tea Party. When was the last time? What you got hit in the back of the head with a tea bag? The Tea Party is a terrorist organization. You see how the media has twisted your mind and screwed up your thinking?
You know, the Tea Party, I was attacked by a burly woman with a hot tea bag. First she burned my wrist with the spoon, and then she smacked me in the face with the tea bag. She's a terrorist. Yeah.
But look what they did to Sarah Palin. Let's face it. When they got finished with Sarah Palin, no one liked her. No one. Not even the people who elected a governor in Alaska. They turned the whole world against Sarah Palin. And that's what happens when you go up against the communists. It's called assassination by ridicule. And you use your monkeys to perform the acts of assassination, like Saturday Night Live. Did you ever hear Saturday Night Live say anything? They can't even sing Home on the Range with Barack Hussein Obama, the head of the Muslim Brotherhood. And how come you can't see this guy's homework? Huh? When I went to school, everybody could see my homework. Now, how come we can't see this guy's homework? You know why you can't see it? Because it proves he's a communist Muslim. And that's why you can't see it.
Oh, it has nothing to do with anything.
I know. And a president in the Oval Office can do what he wants because it has nothing to do with business in the presence of his attorney. Yeah, we're a bunch of suckers. We've been watered down, America. They have watered us down. Oh, we're going to be just like Europe. Yippee! I can't wait. People last night at that party were shocked to learn. They were talking about legalizing weed. they were shocked to learn, you know, that the communists will tell you, well, listen, the Netherlands, all the drugs are legal, and everybody's happy, except the ones in the morgue.
Yeah, the ones in the morgue have no smile on their face. It's more grimacing when you look at them, you know, when the rigor mortis sets in.
What a bunch of jerks. We are in trouble. Anybody could sell us anything. Maestro, could you play the tune, that patriotic tune, that was almost the national anthem, the one that had God in it? Thank you.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed his fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Of 100 circling camps, they have built for him an altar in the evening dews and damps. I can read his righteous sentence by the dim and flaring lamps. His face is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Could be broken. that your heart would be broken like mine. Now you ask me to forgive you, and you say you made a mistake. I'd like to, but I know you, and one broken heart is all I can take. So you cry like I cry when you say you no longer care. I knew you'd find somewhere
to read you the goals of the Spirit of America Party. There are 24 of them, and let me start with number one, $10 a barrel of oil worldwide, just like it was in 1998, before jihad taxes. $10 is doable. We had it done. We did it in 1998, and now that we found out that we have more oil than the EPA wants us to drill for, we are independent of all these Middle East murderers. Two, 1 million fewer abortions in the U.S. per year. Can't we save one kid? Three, better treatment for poor American Indian tribes who serve as warriors. They never complain. Land swaps under treaty for better lands. Watching John Stossel, I realized that, according to what Stossel was saying, that the Sioux people do not own the land that they sit on. That's not right. That's not right. They have to be accommodated, and they have to be compensated for their sacrifice. Four, increase in income for police and military, and that means guards in all of the schools, and the guards shouldn't have to wear uniforms. Better that they are not obvious targets to whoever's coming to do harm. As a matter of fact, they would look better if they were a janitor. Go undercover. Increase in income for police and military. I'd like to see a $1 million combat zone death benefit and $500,000 per loss of each limb / vital organ. And I got to tell you, the people that are anti-war should welcome that, because before Congress will send troops, they're going to have to do a little math on what happens if we lose so many. And that would be a deterrent to jumping all over the globe, putting on a show of strength, like the USS Cole sailing into Yemen. Five is immigration slowdown until we regain control of the flow. You have to put people on the border. You got 60,000 troops in Fort Hood, Texas. They could train and they could do their maneuvers right on the border, instead of all being bunched up together and getting taken out by very religious Muslims. Six, a complete elimination of drugs in the USA. My friends, you have no idea of how profitable the drug business is to the communists. Drugs feed the communist revolution, and your kids are killing Mexicans. Every time Junior lights up a joint, he kills a Mexican. And don't go into the silly debate about is it harmful or not, and it's better if we make it legal. It is better if we get rid of it. And don't give me the glaucoma story. Eat carrots. Use Indian tribes to patrol the borders. Do not pay for scalps, only beards. That's a joke. 9, a one-year draft for all. The country is too wussy. You look at these people on TV, the men look like women. And the bulked-up guys, they don't look like average Americans. So you got to get back to being the greatest generation build. A one-year draft for all at 19. We've got to have an anti-wuss program. You know that in some of the schools, they're now telling the boys they can't run in the play yard, they have to skip. These people are trying to destroy the next generation. They've already destroyed the 60s generation. They're waste. 10, a down payment, a guaranteed loan, $100,000 for home buying or small business venture or education. This requires 1 year of military service, like the GI Bill. Anyone who has served in a war on terror can walk into any American university and demand their free upfront seat. These colleges are making a fortune on the stupid students who are going into hock to the tune of $150,000. And these professors are lining their pockets. And the universities are heavy with cash. It's time they gave back to the community. 11, take care of our own, full-time. Charity begins at home. I don't want to pay with my tax money to build a mosque in Pakistan when there's a Dakota Sioux living in a shack on a reservation. I want to take care of our own people first. 13, a 12, a stop of buying friends. 13, all foreign language stations must have English subtitles. We need to speak one common language. Savage's theme is borders, languages, and culture. And that's very true, absolutely very true. I say it's patriotism, spirituality, and morality. 14, basic foreign language training for all military personnel. 15, free binoculars for everybody on the East Coast and a profiling chart. If the profile says that Middle Eastern men with hate in their eyes are blowing up airports, they're the ones I'm looking for first. All media has to display the flag and play the Star Spangled Banner once a day. The Pledge of Allegiance has to be said in all workplaces, events, schools, and rock concerts. And Mickey Jughead can only sing in prune commercials. The Pledge of Allegiance has to begin with "In the Name of the Father." The Great White Father in Washington could have a nice tan. If you offend anybody under First Amendment pretenses, you must wear size 29 clown shoes forever, including bed. Are you listening, Dave Gregory? Are you listening, Piers Morgan? Are you listening, NBC? What is that, nothing but the Chinese or nothing but communists? All politicians have to take a lie detector test immediately before and after campaign speeches. And we got to bring back the two-party system. Right now we have a Democrat heavy and alongside the Democrat light. One term only for all politicians. This is most important. You cannot have these guys building dynasties on your tax money. There is nobody who's indispensable, and if you can't get the job done in 4 years, you don't need another four. You're fired, get your things, and get out. And you know what? It'll take at least 1 year for the payoff envelopes to find the right pocket. One American, one vote. We will keep one American, one vote, and even though I believe the military vote should count as 10, if it wasn't for this skeleton crew of freedom, you know where we'd be right now? We'd be in cattle cars. You don't believe that. You know why? Because you're a fool. You have no brains. What you have to do is go into a high-crime area selling diamonds door-to-door. Let me know how you do. One American, one vote, even though I believe the military should have a maximum of 10. What do you think? Do you think that the election was rigged? Do you think we're going to find out down the road, like we're going to find out that Obama is an Indonesian communist, according to his proof of citizenship? Hang in there. This must be the president calling for advice. Yeah, that was the president. He wanted to know if I could lend him $10. Now that I've riled you up, let me give my heart to you.
Give my heart to you. Will you handle it with care? Will you always treat me tenderly? Give me all your love. Will you swear that you'll be true to me by the light that shines above? And will
some music that I thought you might enjoy, and I gave you more music than politics in case I get too heavy for you. So I've got about 8 minutes left. I'm gonna go to another tune, and this is the name of this tune is Lullaby of Birdland. Is it Lullaby of Birdland? Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Lullaby of Birdland. There's two lullabies, one of Broadway and one of Birdland. This is with George Shearing on piano, Tito Puente on timbales, and it's a nice tune. I think you'll like it, and it will get you toe-tapping. And who knows, maybe you won't get a blood clot like Hillary Clinton got. You believe that blood clot story? I don't believe it. Come on. Come on, give us a break here. If you got power, you can get anything. You can get a doctor's report. Yeah, you get a note from the doctor, so you get paid for not going to work. Hillary Clinton, she gets a note from the doctor that describes her entire operation, and when she's called to testify about the murder of two Americans, not counting the ambassador and the document shredder. And what was that ambassador doing there? What was going on? A Turkish minister? It's not even a consulate. It's a beach house. And a Turkish minister shows up at the beach house. What's going on there? Do you know what's going on there? They're covering up the fact that they lost all the weapons of mass destruction. They lost them in Syria because that's where they were headed. And any place else where you'll find an American, one of those Benghazi weapons, and Holder might throw in a few from Mexico, too, to kill Americans. And I just got to remind you one more time, when Bush was in Afghanistan, for 8 years, he lost 461 Americans. As soon as Obama got into Afghanistan and they started to get a casualty rate, they changed the classification to NATO troops. 2,000 of those NATO troops were Americans. 2,000. Bush, 461. Now, which quarterback do you want on the playing field? 2,000. And that doesn't count SEAL Team 6, which Obama lost and covered it up as a chopper crash. This is the cover-up king. This is President Disaster. These people in Staten Island here are still without homes, still without heat, and this guy came in on day one, made a speech, and left, and everybody felt good. Give me a break. Give me a break. We can't even get out of our own way. 11 years to put back what Muslims took down, what good Muslims, deeply religious Muslims, collapsed. 9-1-1. Oh, that's another sad story. At this party was a widow. Her husband, on 9-10, at 10 o'clock at night, had a heart attack. And the fire truck, the Rescue 5, came to her house and saved her husband on 9-10 at 10 o'clock at night. The next day, they were all dead by 10 o'clock in the morning. You think about that, and you've been made to forget 9-1-1. You can't even get the people trapped in a tower on a postage stamp. The government won't allow you to do it. Everything is covered up. This is cover-up country. Those 2,000 shovel-ready jobs were to cover up 2,000 dead Americans in Afghanistan. And nobody in the press told you there was 2,000. But they'll legalize weed, and then there'll be another 2,000 covered up.
Well, weed is weed can't hurt you, no.
Get a look at what's walking around. We got zombies all over the place. You don't have to make a movie about zombies. We got living zombies right here in the United States. You don't think drugs affects the divorce rate? You don't think drugs affects the abortion rate? Let me give you a tune before I get you really excited. This is called the Latin Jazz. And for all you jazz musicians out there, you are not going to get good money until you learn to play melody and start to win the audience over to your melodies. And then you can go crazy with the improvision. But you got to do melodies for a long time. Build a band, build a melody.